know a lot of people who prefers to run with your headphones on, listening to some upbeat music, motivational speeches, inspirational speeches, podcasts, etc. And I'm not complaining, because I've also enjoyed running with music myself. In fact, it helped me a lot when I needed motivation during my hard times. In some of my previous episodes, I've mentioned many times that I used to listen to motivational speeches while running myself and how it helped me at that time. It helped me a lot to keep going, to become a better person, a better version of myself. I learned a lot of knowledge on different things, on different topics. I learned about mindset, mentality, inner strength, discipline. And then, there came a time when I no longer needed the headphones. I began running without music, ready to face myself, my inner thoughts, once again. What I'm talking about here is dependency. See, all of the songs, musics, uplifting beats, inspirational speeches, podcasts, etc. are all a great source of motivation. But all of these are external motivations. I agree, when you listen to these songs, speeches, while running or training, they give you a boost and you feel great. But what about those times when your headphones are about to die in the middle of a run? When the headphones fall off, when the music stops, and all you can hear is the silence, or thousands of thoughts rushing through your mind. I know a lot of people who prefer to run with music with your headphones on, and I have run with some of them. The moment the headphones fall off, the moment the music stops, they become frustrated, they lose their focus, and they give up soon. I know the feeling, it really sucks. But I have come way past that. See, the more we listen to those external motivations, while running or training, we start to develop a sort of dependency on those external motivations. Then, without them, our performance, our focus, our energy, our enthusiasm goes to zero. Without those external motivations, we don't even feel like going for a run. We don't even feel like working out. We desperately feel the need of those. They're just like drugs. Once you start taking them, you feel great. Then slowly you build a dependency, and then without it, you become frustrated and constantly you seek for more. Imagine the time, the moment when you were about to hit a new PR for the barbell squat or the deadlift. Right when you were about to lift it, your headphones fall off or the music changes. You lose all your focus, and so the hunger. So I'm here to tell you, in order to gain the mental toughness, to make your mind stronger, you need to let go of the dependency. Now, some of you won't agree with me, you think that I'm crazy. But to be honest, if crazy means doing what is hard in order to gain the mental toughness, to go extreme, to strive for greatness, then I'm happy to be crazy. When you will run without music, without the headphones, without those external motivations, you will be surrounded with silence, your own thoughts, your insecurities, your self-doubts, and your fears. Imagine your own mind telling you to stop, to give up. Imagine your own mind bringing up your insecurities to drag you down. Imagine your own mind bringing up your self-doubts and fears, telling you that you can never be better. The only person who will try to stop you, test you, and challenge you is you yourself. A person who masters himself through self-control and discipline is truly undefeatable. You gotta face yourself, face your inner thoughts, face your doubts, and and your fears. Don't let your brain control you. Take the control back in your hands. The next time you go for a run, put your headphones down. Let your fears come out. Let your doubts and insecurities come out. Let them all in and don't be afraid. Then face them all. And let me tell you something that nobody else will tell you. You don't do it just for one day and think it's over. You gotta do it every day. You gotta fight battles with your mind every day. And be prepared. Some days you're going to win and some days you're going to lose. But the thing is, the wins and losses doesn't even count. What matters is your ability to keep coming back after. Most often, when we are running with our headphones on, listening to some music, we are not able to focus on our breathing. When you run without any music, at some point, your mind will tell you to stop. Your body will tell you that it's too tired to go further. What I'm talking about here is distraction. You see, most of the people who listen to music or something while running, they're actually distracting themselves, their mind, their body, which keeps telling them to stop. They're too tired. What they're doing is they're subconsciously distracting themselves from those signals. And what happens? They ignore it and they are able to run further. It is actually quite helpful, and that's why we love listening to music while running, because it kind of gives us a boost. It sounds really good at first, but just imagine, what are you without your headphones? What is your limit? What is the level of your endurance without the music? As soon as the headphones fall off, the music stops, you can't go any further. You don't want to push yourself. You don't want to go beyond your limits. You don't like it being here in the uncomfortable zone. You'll probably wish that you shouldn't have run this far at all. And do you know why? Because you don't like this situation. You're not feeling good about running without the music. As soon as the things gets harder, you give up. And that's it. There's no commitment. There's no dedication. There's no discipline. Till now, you're most probably relying on those external motivations. You're dependent on them. The best example to explain this is my experience of my first marathon competition. I had 1 month to prepare for the event. I was out of training and I wasn't in my best form. Although, I did my training. I ran a lot. 5 miles in a day, 8 miles, then 10 miles. And in the last week before the marathon event, I ran 15 miles in a day. I gained confidence that I could do it. But guess what happened in the final day? I couldn't run. I couldn't breathe properly. I had no control. I lost my focus. Pretty soon, I was surrounded with my self-doubts, which kept telling me, "You cannot do this. You don't like this. You probably hate the situation right now." Somehow, I was able to run about 18 kilometers. And to be honest, I felt pathetic the whole time running. I kept asking myself, why am I even doing this? The thing is, I did train well. In that 1 month, I was able to run more than 12 miles during my training, listening to music, motivating speeches, etc. But the reality is, I was only training my body, my physical strength, and I neglected to train my mind, the mental strength. I wasn't prepared for those self-doubts, those fears, those insecurities that knocked on my door on the marathon day. I didn't know how to deal with them, how to face them. The fact that I was able to run 50 kilometers after 2 months from the marathon day was because this time I was prepared. I was prepared to face my doubts, my fears. I had all my answers. In fact, I was running the distance all because I wanted to face my fears and my self-doubts. After the marathon event, I realized that I was mostly dependent on external motivations to keep going while running. I neglected to focus on my breathing, my running form, my mental toughness, building the endurance and fatigue resistance. I neglected them all, and so I came to a conclusion that I need to let go of the external motivators and find something within. I knew that I have to go deeper. I have to get to the core of myself, my mind, my thoughts, to find it. And what I'm talking about here now is internal motivation. The answer to why do you run? The answer to what will you get by doing all this? The answer to the question, what are you trying to prove by doing all this? The reasons, the answers, the dedication, commitment, and discipline are the internal motivations. See, you can't rely on the external motivations all of the time. When things will get difficult, you will need something more deeper, more personal, and more meaningful to keep going. Discipline, commitment, purpose, and dedication will help you to keep going no matter the circumstances. And that's how you build your mental toughness, your mental strength. The next time you run or train, put aside your headphones. Let it get difficult. Embrace the struggle. Because your struggles are the ones that will make you stronger. The goal is get through the chaos and find the inner peace. Remember, your mind is your instrument. Learn to be its master and not its slave. Remember, your mind is your instrument. Learn to be its master and not its slave.